Welcome to the Dating and Relationship Show with Laura Bellotta from singleinthecity.ca on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Dating and Relationship Show. I'm Laura Bellotta from singleinthecity.ca, and I'm so excited for today's show. It's no secret that men can be hard to read when it comes to dating. It's easy to find yourself questioning their motives, their intentions. Are they open to a serious relationship? Do they see marriage in their future? Because the truth is, some guys don't envision those things in their lives at all. Some would rather date around and have no desire to settle down with one girl. Today's show is for everyone out there who wants to know why. Joining me today is my Instagram friend. Yeah, I met him on Instagram. Yes, Joey Tomaselli.
Hi, how are you?
And he's going to be revealing all the reasons why he's happier as a self-proclaimed playboy with a heart. And sitting next to me is a playboy with no heart, comedian Peter Anthony.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
He just got destroyed.
Wow, when you cut deep, Laura.
I'm just kidding. You're not.
I know. I'm not a playboy. I'm one of those single dudes that's looking for the right relationship.
Right, and I had to have you on the show with Joey because Joey pretty much doesn't want a relationship, but you date around a lot, so you're a little bit of a playboy there, Peter Anthony.
Is that what the definition of a playboy is?
But you're looking for a relationship.
Sure, I'm absolutely. Absolutely am, yeah. Yeah. If the right girl comes along, why wouldn't I?
Yeah,
okay. Well, Joey's going to answer, why wouldn't I? So
exactly.
And later on in the show, we're going to be joined by Susan Winter. She's a New York-based relationship expert and best-selling author who's made countless appearances on shows like Good Morning America, The Today Show, and The Oprah Show. I am jealous. Together, she and I will be weighing in on Joey's opinions and what we can learn about men who continually display these behaviors and ideas. Joey, let's start with you here.
Yes, yes.
You call yourself a playboy with a heart. What does that mean? I'm sure everybody listening is going, what is that?
What it means is pretty simple. I grew up around women, my mom and my two older sisters, so I let them down easy. It's like when you bring your dog to the vet, you got to put them down easy at the end of the day.
Okay.
But I'm very nice to them. Like I don't use tactics like to manipulate them or like use them. I'm very upfront, and I said, this is who I am. If you want to go watch your movie, let's do this. I'll pay for the popcorn and butter. And let's go out.
But at the end, with butter.
Yeah, extra butter. I always get extra butter. But at the end of the day, I'm a playboy with a heart. I'm not ruthless. I'm not an animal. I don't lie. That's what I'm pretty much trying to get at.
So you're up front.
I'm very upfront, yeah.
And you go from girl to girl.
Yeah.
And you sleep at night.
All the time.
Yeah. Well.
10 hours.
So when it comes to relationships, what is it that you're most afraid of?
Probably being in one. I think it's just that... I've never been to prison, but I think it's pretty close to that. Yeah. Yeah. At least.
Okay, what do you mean pretty close to that?
I have friends, and I'm not going to like all of them, but like I'd say about 60%, they look at me with like, did you ever watch Birdwatch? Like they have the blanket over their eyes and they want me to help them, but I can't. They're in that. They put themselves in that. And I just... It looks scary to me sometimes.
But why do you think they put themselves in that? Obviously,
they're comfortable. They like eating at night. They like Uber Eats. They want to eat.
So they probably have settled.
They've definitely settled, but they don't add no spark to it. Like they're just mute. They don't go out. They don't know how to act when they go out. And that's not all my friends. Like I'd say, like it's 50 to 60%. It just looks petrifying to me.
Would you classify these guys you're describing right now as happy or unhappy?
The right ones are happy, like with the right girl. Like you said, you're looking for the right girl. And if I found her, I would probably do the same thing. I'm lying there. But they are happy. But the other guys, like Laura said, they settled. And they go about their life not being happy. I wouldn't want to live like that. I'd rather be alone.
I agree with that last statement. I think if you're with the wrong person, I would rather be alone than with the wrong
person.
For sure. Absolutely.
But 100%. Joey, I don't think you're giving anybody a chance because you keep dating like one girl to the next girl to the next. You keep going on and on. And you told me that you tend to date the same type of girl over and over again.
Same look pretty much. Yeah, I show my mom every picture of every girl. So my mom knows everything. And she's like, isn't this the last one? I'm like, no. But she knows till I grow bald or something drastic happens, I'm going to be like this for a long time.
Until you grow bald.
Yeah,
it doesn't look like
it doesn't.
You're
so I got a good 15 years left.
How long have you been single?
Since 2008.
Okay, and what happened in that relationship?
Well, I was in a long relationship from a young age, 21 to 28, and after that, it was being in something so long. I already felt like I'd been married, even though I didn't go through the motions of getting married. So I think being stuck in something, say you don't want to be in, that's a nightmare to me.
So what made you stay?
Again, the food was good. You know, I had cornbread a lot with soup. It was really good.
Food seems to be very important.
Cookies and milk.
Italian.
Was,
yeah,
it
that's
was right. brought to me. Like, I know, I was pampered.
And you grew up in an amazing home.
Oh, absolutely.
Your parents are still together.
Still together, like, yeah.
They probably want to kill each other here
all the
and there,
time,
like
all
my
the time. My dad, fortunately, looks like Saddam Hussein. My mom looks like Shirley Temple. So it's kind of a weird mix. And together, though, they fight over everything, but they love each other. And that's where I've been around my whole life.
Yeah, like my dad's 75 or 76, and he went back to work after retiring because he's just at home with my mother all day and they want to kill each other.
Oh, yeah, that's where I'm at now.
He should be retired, traveling, you know?
Yeah.
Like, no.
Is there, I'm supposed to be here for levity on the show as a comedian, but I want to ask something deeper, if that's okay. So
grab a shovel.
I'm just throwing this out there, but was this a conscious choice or is there like a psychological thing happening where you want to avoid maybe the pain of being in an intense relationship that might eventually come to an end? Because I've gone through that and it sucks.
See, I'm the opposite. That's a great question.
Okay.
Mine was not getting rid of the person, but telling him it's over. That was my pain of telling someone, you know,
because
what?
Because again, you have a heart.
Oof, I hate it. I had nightmares of 2 years of saying, like, we're done. Like,
so you don't like confrontation?
I don't like confrontation. I'd rather just go on the TTC and get the hell out of there. Just get out. Like,
okay.
Even though I haven't taken one of those in my life, but I would do it.
So and Susan's going to help us with all
I
of
hope
this
she does.
Later on.
I googled
yeah,
her.
Okay, when we take a break, I want to talk about dating as a male in Toronto.
Oh, wow.
You're listening to the Dating and Relationship Show. Don't go anywhere. This is going to get juicy.
You're listening to the Dating and Relationship Show with Laura Bellotta from singleinthecity.ca on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
And we're back. You're tuned into the Dating and Relationship Show on Global News Radio 640 Toronto. Today we're talking to Joey Tomaselli. He's a playboy with a heart. I'm joined by comedian Peter Anthony, my
yes.
show regular. Love having you on.
Thank you. It's good to be
you
back.
Should get
what
on
an
Instagram.
Interesting show so far.
I know. You should get on Instagram because a lot of people ask about you.
Every week on this show, you tell me I should get on Instagram.
Well,
and what
should.
Is my answer, Laura?
No, I hate social media.
Yes.
Joey, do you like social media?
I love it.
Yeah. Is that a way for you to pick up chicks?
No, I don't use that. I don't need that.
We're talking about men, why they won't settle, why some of them are so hard to read when it comes to dating, marriage, and so much more. Joey considers himself a playboy with a heart.
Yeah.
What's it like dating as a male in Toronto, Joey?
It's like going to Canada's Wonderland without a season pass. It's pretty expensive. Like, you gotta really save your money to go out with girls in Toronto. Like, if they ask for the 9 ounce, you start sweating instead of the 6 ounce glass of wine. It gets scary. It's tough out there. Like, I work in the nightclub industry. I also do mortgages during the day, but at night I work in, like, in that atmosphere, and you meet quite the characters.
Yeah, and do you feel that women are drawn to you?
I hope so, yeah. I used good cologne, so they pretty they come close to me
is
a lot.
Is that what you think it is, your cologne?
Cologne, and I got my mom blessed me with light eyes, so that helped a lot, too.
Really?
Yeah.
What are some types of things that women say to you to pick you up?
I think I'm very approachable. Like, I'm very laid back. I'm against the bar. Like, I'm just there. Like, I'm not there to be an attacker or anything. I'm really relaxed.
Yeah. So what are some of the tactics that you use to pick up women?
Oh, sarcasm. Like, I make fun of them, but like not where they're going home crying.
Peter Anthony, I told
what?
You to do that.
Yeah. You always tell me to tease
like,
women.
He was going on a date a little while ago and he's like, I'm nervous. What do I do? Do you ever get nervous,
Never.
Joey?
No, I get no. nervous when I go home and I owe my dad money. That's all I do.
I get nervous if I really like the girl. Then
yeah.
I get like I have a date tonight.
Already?
I'm nervous all day. Yeah.
I'm new. Like, this is a new girl.
Yes.
Oh my.
But
goodness.
No. This will be date number six.
Oh, date number six. This is a girl from last time that made you nervous.
Yeah.
So I actually told him.
I've never been to date number six. Okay. Go.
I told him to tease her a little bit.
Yeah,
but I said tease her a little bit and then pull back a little.
Yeah.
You don't want to tease her in a nasty way.
No,
you want to say, hey, you have ugly hair.
Yeah, nothing like, wow, they let you outside the cage. Nothing
right,
like that.
Right, right, right. Yeah.
You don't want that stuff. Like, just be like, your hair's a little dry, you know? Like,
yeah, sure, sure.
No,
like
that's
that.
You don't look as nice as last time.
Girl,
what's wrong with you?
It's all how you say it, with a little smirk and a smile, and they understand, you know? Like, it's not, you don't say it in a mean way, like, your hair's dry. like you say it nice. You know, there's a nice way of saying it, for sure.
I had this guy come to my door once, take me out on a date, and this was years ago, and I knew him through a friend. And the first thing he said to me was, oh my God, look at your dog. Like, that's got to be the weirdest looking dog I've ever seen. I was like,
he lost right there. Yeah,
that's
done.
It.
Yeah. Done.
I said, yeah, your jeans are the ugliest jeans I've ever seen. He's wearing like acid wash jeans. So I said, go home.
I'm afraid of dogs, and I know, like,
because I've been afraid of dogs.
I was attacked.
That's because you are a dog.
That too, but I was attacked when I was 4 years old. So I still know when I go to a woman's house or a girl's house, if a dog's there, I got to pretend I like it. I have no choice because I know I'm halfway there if the dog likes me.
Yeah. So what are some other tactics, ways to pick up women?
I tell everybody.
Tease their dog, I think is very
walk
important.
Their dog. Be yourself. Don't try to be something that you're not because they're going to find out in a week.
Are you on the apps?
I tried the apps, but like I look at it this way. If a good looking girl's on the app, she's filled with thousands of people. By the time she gets to you, you're going to add another 10 years on your life. It's I don't like the Bumbles, the Tinders, the Shinders,
add
whatever.
Add 10 years of your life?
Because it takes too long for her to get to you because she's bombarded, especially if she's pretty and she's like a 9 out of 10.
It's a seller's market.
Oh, my God. It's a seller's market. Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, but if you look good and you're confident in yourself, it's not going to take that long to get through to her.
No, she's
you just need to find a way to stand out from everybody else.
Agreed.
Come on, you should know this.
She has 15, 20 people that are there already. And then when I get there, I'd rather meet someone in person. I can't stand the, hey, how's it going? 5 hours later, how was it?
Okay, you're saying she has 15, 20 people, but she doesn't really have 15, 20 people that are standing out. So if you stand out, you're going to have a chance.
I'm definitely going to stand out, but it's Bumble, it's Tinder, it's
but
not worth
you
it.
Told me how you think people should meet face to face because
that's the best
it's
way.
Authentic.
Yes,
absolutely.
You get to see their character.
For sure.
You got
what
energy
they look
in front
like.
Of you. You got something in front of you. Yeah. It's way better. Like virtual reality and all that other stuff. I would never do that stuff. Like I want to feed what's off of me. That's the only way I could do it.
Yeah. So do you ever get sick of playing around, sleeping around? Doesn't it get repetitive?
Well, my mom might be listening. Sleeping around, I'm going to say no or yes or one of the two. But
yeah, but your parents already know what you're like.
Oh, my mom, they know everything. Like any girl that's dating me, my mom knows everything. And
you tell her? Like,
at the dinner table. Every Tuesday night, I go to my family's house. My sisters are there with their kids.
You hold a press conference?
I hold a press conference. I sit down. I'm like, listen, Susie's gone. This is what happened with me and Susie. She did her best.
I've been taking questions for the next 20 minutes.
Susie's
mom, you're
gone,
first. Yes, go ahead.
But I now got Maria. Take a look at Maria. And I show them. I pass the phone around, and I just show them everything. They know everything.
And your mom, you said your mom's given
so
up
cute.
On you?
Oh, she gave up on me, but she still loves me. She gives me almond milk every Tuesday, like everything I need to survive for a couple of days till I get back to her. But she knows what she got, and she has other female friends that tell her, how about my niece? And my mom looks at it, and she's like, my son's not going to give that a chance.
When I hit 30, my mom gave up on me as well. And being Italian, you get like this treasure chest full of towels and cutlery and all that. I got mine at 30. She's like, I give up on you.
It's a Mr. Dress-up chest. No, it's done.
Yeah. At least you guys had an age where your parents gave up on you. My parents have never believed in me from the get-go. So
that's pretty, yeah.
No,
that's
I'm kidding.
Probably
they're great.
Why you're still single.
They're great. I'm joking around.
I want to get married, though, for my mom. Like, she wants to buy a new dress, a hat.
So,
like,
yeah, what so do you,
bad.
So how do you feel about marriage? You think that marriage is in the cards for you, Joey?
All I know is a lot of people owe me money from all the weddings I've been to. I'm going to start a business called Boomerang Busta where people got to give me back the Busta if they fail. And post-dated checks, that's what I give out now at weddings.
That's smart.
Give you 10 post-dated checks of $10. If you make it past 10 years, I start amping it up $20. So 15 years, I want my money back. I'm owed about $8,000.
Okay, so you do eventually want to get married.
One day, yeah. George Clooney could do it. I could do it. He did
exactly.
A 53.
One thing you can do is when you go to weddings, just steal something from the wedding and take it home.
Always.
You get paid back, right?
For sure.
Like a Bible or something?
We need to take a break here. You're listening to the Dating and Relationship Show on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Now back to the Dating and Relationship Show with Laura Bilotta from singleinthecity.ca on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
You're listening to the Dating and Relationship Show. I'm Laura Bilotta of singleinthecity.ca, and this is Global News Radio 640 Toronto. sitting next to me, show regular, comedian Peter Anthony.
I would never steal a Bible. I don't know why I said that last segment, Laura. I apologize for that.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Joey
Book, though.
Joey Tomaselli's here. He's a playboy with a heart. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And we're talking about men, why they won't settle, why some of them are so hard to read when it comes to dating, marriage, and so much more. And later on in the show, we're going to be joined by relationship expert Susan Winter, and she's going to weigh in on Joey and give us her opinion on why he is the way that he is, and mm-hmm. he's afraid of relationships.
Yeah.
And that's coming up soon. So I want to know about friends with benefits. You believe in that?
100%.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of the, I hope they're not listening, but a lot of the.
So do you actually like have the same person you sleep with?
No. Like
over and over again, I think, or do you go from girl to girl?
I go from girl to girl, but then you have that bond with certain individuals that they come back.
And they don't get stuck on you. Or...
No, it's all how you handle it, right? Like
how do you handle it, Joey?
You handle it
properly. Because I wouldn't be able to do that.
Joey explained on the top of the show that he's very upfront and honest. Yeah. So if you set the table,
yeah,
then it shouldn't be a problem if you're consenting adults, right?
Absolutely. I've had someone where we've been together 3 decades, 2008 around last year, and then I told her let's do it 2020 so we could have each decade knock it out of the park. You know what I mean? So that's where I'm at, and I also.
Sounds like a marriage. Wait a minute.
It does, but I hang around people that I've been with, but we're all friends. Like, at the end of the day, it's not ruthless.
Peter, mm-hmm. do you believe in friends with benefits?
I've tried it a couple times.
You're more of an emotional guy.
Yeah, it just hasn't worked out because just emotions get involved in either from either my side or their side, so it's not for me.
Yeah.
Joey, you said something to me on the phone the other day, and I thought it was quite interesting. You mentioned to me that women have become professional sugar daddy hunters.
Oh, yeah.
Can you please explain that to us?
They are very good. I think they've had enough. So now they want to go for something that they get something in return right away.
Yeah, but you're saying that these are women that work in the clubs.
Some of them don't work in the clubs. And I'm not going to mention any names.
You said
names,
like they're
probably
pretty young, these girls.
There's veterans. Okay. There's younger ones.
I can't see like a girl at 25 have had, like at 25, I didn't have enough at that point.
No, but that's a different time. Now 25-year-olds think like a lawyer. They know exactly what they want. They're on a jet plane before you get off the show today. They're gone. They're in Bahamas, they're in Bermuda, they're all over the place.
Yeah, so continue with that. So why do you think there are so many women that are turning to sugar daddies?
Well, the sugar daddies, 9 out of 10 of them don't look that great. They look like Lord of the Rings, one of the characters in there. So they have no choice to use their money. The only purse I bought was for my mom. I've never bought a purse for a lady, but I would take them out for dinner once in a while.
Yeah, and if you were to buy a purse for a lady, which one would it be?
A Metro bag, probably. I'll get a Metro bag with some avocados in it because I love avocados.
So you only had one relationship. And
that's it.
She did not break your heart.
No, she didn't break my heart. But it was a good learning experience, beautiful person. But after that, I know what I want now. Even though it's been 10 years, I know exactly what I want. And when it comes, I'll know.
Let's talk about social media now.
Social media is the devil.
Yeah, okay, so you said that if you were ever to get married...
I'm off it. Gone.
You would come off, yes.
What's the point? Like, I see married couples, they're lifting each other up like Baby and Patrick Swayze in the air, and then you'll see the man or woman liking another gentleman or woman's picture too much, or they put fire underneath it where they think they're hot or they're beautiful. Marriage is, it's tough. I wouldn't want to be on Instagram, especially if I was married. I'd be gone.
Okay, but why?
I don't want to see it. I don't want, like my dad says, the problem with this generation is temptation. And that's
I do agree with that.
That's what, and
too much temptation and too much fakeness out there.
Oh, it's all, everyone's rich, everyone's good looking, everyone's skinny. All their friends are telling, I want someone to write on their friend's picture and say, you look like crap. I just want someone to be real and say, actually,
well,
look,
do you do it?
I don't, but I don't
oh, but
comment
you have
under,
a heart, right?
I don't, yes, of course. I don't comment under girls' pictures. I don't like, hey, you're so hot. I don't do any of that
That's
stuff.
Right. I've never seen a comment from you.
Nothing.
Actually, I've never seen a like from you, for goodness
I'll
sakes.
Give you a like tonight. I'll give you one tonight and some lip balm, for
no,
sure.
No, you have to start liking everything.
I know. I hate when people come up to me, you don't like any of my pictures. Well, you're never going to get one.
Well,
now
how can you expect, but wait a second, how do you expect people to like your pictures if you don't like anybody else's pictures?
I'm not forcing them. I'll never ask someone why you're not liking my picture. It's like
Sorry.
Asking someone for $50.
Wrong. Bad.
This conversation is not encouraging me to get on Instagram at all.
No, you're right.
I think I've made a correct choice here.
Do you get propositioned on Instagram?
Oh,
or
I get
DM'd. Facebook or
I get DM'd from girls.
Okay.
I've seen you on
what
Bumble.
What kind of messages do you get?
Oh, man. I've seen you on Bumble. Why don't we go out? Because I didn't swipe right on you. That's why we're not going out. Like, girls are aggressive. Married girls are very aggressive.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Married girls are aggressive? That's very interesting.
Because 20, 25 years ago, our mothers, our sisters, our older sisters, they weren't able to go online and see another guy, like his picture, and then you start flirting, little talking here underneath their story. That stuff didn't happen 20 years ago, and now it's out there, so it's real. And that, to me, is flirting. If you're writing back and forth with someone in their DM, you're
of course it's flirting.
You're
absolutely,
basically
100%.
Cheating, and that's what goes on a lot. And I tell married women, people in relationships, like, stay away from me. Like, I'm not for you.
I agree with that, guys. If you're talking to someone, even with the intent, that's intent.
It is. Because you're
and when there's intent, that means eventually you're going to play.
If you're married and you're doing that, you shouldn't be married. I tell, like, people.
Okay, so tell us a little bit more about that, because it's interesting. I want to hear more about the married women. How do they proposition you, Joey?
Oh,
what do they say?
Very straightforward. They know what they want. They got little time. Nanny's over here. Husband's flying around. Let's do this. I'm like, well, karma's karma.
So would they leave their husband for you?
No.
They just want to have fun.
They're still getting the checks in the mail. They're not leaving their husbands.
They want to bang, Laura. Yeah. What are you like? So, how are you not getting this?
So, Peter Anthony, have you had any run-ins with women that are married?
No. Well, it's from time to time it can happen, but I've come off Facebook and Instagram, so I'm not relating to exactly what you're saying on this.
Wait, and where do the married women pick you up?
Out and about, Instagram, and my dad taught me at a young age, if a married man comes after you and you went near his wife, you're on your own, buddy.
What about the karma thing that you
mentioned? I believe in karma, 100%.
Yeah, me too. Right? It's called karma's a bitch, people.
It is.
Stay away from married people.
There's enough people out there to take someone else.
Exactly. We need to take a break. We'll be right back. Susan Winter is going to join us when we come back on the Dating and Relationship Show.
You're listening to the Dating and Relationship Show with Laura Bellotta from singleinthecity.ca on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
You're tuned in to the Dating and Relationship Show. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. It's Sunday night, and we are having so much fun here. We've got Joey Tomaselli. He's a playboy with a heart that won't settle.
The ninth time you said that.
We have comedian Peter Anthony sitting to my right, and we have New York-based relationship expert and best-selling author Susan Winter joining us all the way from New York. I'm so excited. Hi, Susan.
Hi, everyone. How are you? Great show.
Thank you.
Love hearing what you've been talking about.
So I want to know, with everything you heard from Joey, why do you think he's rooted in this way of thinking?
You know, okay, so I might surprise you, but I do understand what he's saying. And Joey, I know this is a shock.
Wow.
On many points, I must commend you.
Oh, my God.
I know. Wow. You didn't accept that. And Laura, you didn't either. Why exactly he came to it, you know, we could uncover that. We could go back into his family of origin, his family, you know, did somebody cut him short when he was potty training? None of that matters. So how we end up where we are now is what's going on. But here's what I do like. While everybody would imagine that I would say, oh, this man is dysfunctional and he's got a bad view of women and he's abusive, he's a misogynist, he's got emotional blocks, I actually think this is very well thought out. And what I prefer in dating for anyone that I work with, just know what you want and know more than that, what you can do. Know what you can actually continue to do. Like I've said to some bad boy players, so what are you good for? A night, a weekend, 2 weeks? Just give me a heads up. So Joey actually knows what he wants. And what I like is he's honest about it. So, you know, there's a section of New York called Far Rockaway. And when I first came to New York, my boyfriend took me out there and it's wild ocean, right? And there's a big sign and it says, swim at your own risk. Mm. No lifeguard
like
on
that.
Duty.
I don't swim
and
the shark.
And Joey's told them straight up.
But Susan, don't you think that he's dating the wrong girls? I think for Joey, it's all about looks. And I always tell people to date outside their comfort zone and give other people chances because his type may have changed. He doesn't even know it yet. Like, I don't think he's picking someone for compatibility. I think he's picking someone based on what they look like.
True, but you're thinking that he wants a relationship. That would be advice for a relationship. Joey wants, you know, disposable. So he is going to go for the girl that fits that mold. So it would be cruel to take a relationship girl who wants to get married and have a family and start up with her.
Oh, that's
now, Joey,
mean.
I don't think
you
do that, correct?
I don't like that.
I don't.
But Joey, isn't the end goal to have a wife one day?
I would love to have some kids,
but
yes.
Not now.
Not right now.
Yeah, but he's not ready now.
I don't.
Okay.
Yeah,
so here's the thing. You've got to be where you are when you're there. And there will be a time that the pendulum swings the other way. 10 years in one relationship, maybe 10 years of dating solidly.
Yeah.
And then there will be a burnout and there'll be an organic desire to shift. But the most commendable part of all of this for me is the level of honesty, because that is, don't you wish that everyone out there that's fooling people would say, look, I'm only in it for the sex, or I'm going to drop you in 2 weeks and put you in a stable. Don't you wish they'd think of how many hearts would not be broken if people would simply tell the truth? The downside for women is every female enters thinking, well, I'm different. I'm going to change his mind. Right? Once he meets me, all he has to do is get to know me, because that's our tragic downfall. Our tragic downfall is that we actually didn't like ourselves and we think we're pretty awesome. So, but he's been honest, he's been clear. And I think that, it's not the truth that somebody tells us that we don't like that's going to hurt us. It's the lies that they lead us to believe that will really, really rip apart our soul. So as for the way he's doing it, I commend that.
Wow.
As for some of the views being extreme, we could talk about that. I think they're a little bit black and white, from these views that he's got on partnership.
Comedian Peter Anthony, go ahead.
So I just wanted to jump in. Like, I wonder, just from your opinion, how much of this we actually have control or conscious choice over. Like Joey's saying, I don't want a relationship. But, and I think, Laura, maybe you're thinking this way too, if that right woman came along, would...
Well, that's what
I believe. You can consciously choose to say, I don't want a relationship. But if she came along, you'd have to be like, oh, man, that's perfect.
You have to be open to it. I love hanging around women. Like, I have a lot of women friends. Like, they're interesting. They have nice, I like being with them. I grew up around that. So I like hanging out with them.
But there's a reason why you are afraid, Susan. There's a reason why he's afraid to commit, I think.
Well, I understand. I see those guys. My joke is I go to Costco and I see these guys on Saturday morning pushing the cart with their eyes are dead going, I had a life. I had a life.
Oh,
I don't know where I am.
Yeah. That's a nightmare.
And I know what that's like to be. I see some of these castrated men that are in a relationship and they go to work and then they're told what to do. And that's not what we want. So the cure for this, if you want to, Joey, I would give you an assignment future time. Take a look at everything you don't want that gives you resistance and give a word to it, like boredom.
Okay, yeah.
Intellectually bored, lack of freedom.
Suffering,
and
yes.
What you do then is do the opposite, and you craft in your mind a love model of a person that gives you those things. My perfect girl gives me freedom. I can come and go as I like. My perfect girl, it doesn't feel boring. It kind of feels fun.
It kind of sounds like the plot to Weird Science, where they create the girl on the computer.
And you can. It's called the law of attraction.
Until you know where your points of resistance are, you can't create a model that's the opposite to exclude those. So we're very good as human beings. We don't go toward what we don't want. But then sometimes we don't do the step two of that, which is, well, I know I don't want that, so therefore I must want. And then you do that mental design. So you create a prototype.
Oh, of course.
Exactly. It's like Weird Science. One of my favorite movies. I think that's so cute because it's, the revenge of the nerds. It's like the kids get to be somebody cool. So if you ever wanted to speed up this process, you can still enjoy where you are and pre-pave the fact that you are creating a design that you could step into. And therefore, when people say, I'll know it when I see it.
Yeah.
You have to have done that mental work first. You just do it once mentally, 15 minutes.
The
mind is set.
Yeah.
It's exactly. It's set. It'll notice it. It'll find her in a crowd. And you'll notice that you don't feel resistant around her.
I have a vision board with someone on it. It's
fantastic.
I believe in that. And I know Laura was saying that I only look for looks. But if they can't handle a personality, they don't laugh, we can't carry a conversation. She could look like anybody. It doesn't matter.
Yep. We'll be right back. Stay with us. When we come back, Susan's going to talk about the hot and cold, why guys leave and then they come back on the Dating and Relationship Show.
Now back to the Dating and Relationship Show with Laura Bilotta from singleinthecity.ca on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
I'm Laura Bilotta from singleinthecity.ca, and my show regular sitting in with me today is comedian Peter Anthony. We've got Joey Tomaselli here, a playboy with a heart that
big
just
heart.
Won't settle. A big heart. Yeah.
Yep.
Sorry. Correction.
It's okay.
And we have New York-based relationship expert and best-selling author Susan Winter with us all the way from New York City. She's on the line, and she's giving us advice here. She's giving
good advice.
Great advice.
I thought she was going to turn against me. Together, we could conquer the world.
So, Susan, I know that you often talk about hot and cold guys that come around and then they disappear. They come back, then they disappear again. So what can you tell us about those type of guys? How do we deal with them? And why do they do what they do?
Sometimes it's conscious and other times it's unconscious. So consciously, it's a tactic that players use to bait you, capture you, and then put you in the stable or just put you in the freezer until they want you again. And then there's unconscious, just a confused person that kind of doesn't know. They interact and they're not interested. Pickup artists and a lot of, if you look at YouTube and you look at some of the things that men are teaching other men, you've got these guys teaching guys in these big classrooms, like how to get a girlfriend. But the way they're doing it is, you know, that you make her pursue you, you flood her with attention, then you distance yourself.
Those guys are aliens in those rooms for sure.
Well, but when you look at the composition of the room, you realize that a lot of these guys are in the tech sector. They're young kids. They're kind of, you know, they don't have a lot of social interaction. And they're taking this advice like, oh, I want to get a girlfriend because I'm nervous to talk to them. And so there has been an increase in the last 15 or 20 years of men passing on this information from guy to guy that this is what you do. So stage one is you flood them with attention. You call them, you look at them, you take them out, you tell them how great, you get them accustomed to it because who doesn't like attention? Then you suddenly withdraw, which makes that person go crazy and chase you. Now the game begins where they're chasing your approval and then you give it to them in small pieces. So it's also hot and cold is never the basis of a healthy relationship. It's always somebody who's playing you or who's too confused to be consistent with you.
And also, Susan, it could be that the person is afraid of commitment. They're afraid of getting hurt.
True enough. That is absolutely true. But I've found that, to me at least, this is my experience in working with people, that when you have an honest beginning and you've got somebody who's terrified, they will express this to their potential partner. You know, a real person who's simply terrified will say, I'm a little scared, because that's what I call a relationship hiccup. And sometimes it's difficult to tell between that and somebody who's playing you with hot and cold. But a real person who's scared will come out with it. If you ask them directly, or maybe they'll volunteer it, you'll say, hey, I haven't heard from you. I really enjoyed meeting you.
In my 20s, I was dating a guy, and he kept doing the hot and cold. You're right. It made me chase him. And I chased him to a point. I just had to prove to him that I wasn't going to hurt him like his last girlfriend did. I eventually did hurt him, yeah.
Well, I think so.
But wait, that was his fault, though, not mine. But he came out of a relationship where he was just so tormented with that. So hurt over the breakup that he was afraid to get into a relationship with me. And he kept disappearing. And then you're right, it made me want him more. And then I chased him. And I got them, and
I attract the opposite. I attract girls who come out of relationships. I take care of them and send them back in the wild. They're gone. It happens a lot. Yeah, I think you're right, though, Susan. I think that if you got to be upfront. Like, I'll tell a girl, if we get to a certain point, like, you need to move on, or this is not working out. You have to. I don't want to crush someone, waste the years of their lives. That's the worst thing you could do to someone's waste their time. Worst.
So if you think about it, you've actually gotten pretty good at saying goodbye.
Yeah, the parachute's always on my back.
But your greatest fear was always hurting somebody, and yet you've gotten very good at saying goodbye. So I
very
think
good.
You almost can't use that one anymore.
No, I can't, because the problem was with me.
Now after they hear the show, Joey.
Yeah, I'm done, because I couldn't leave in my first relationship, so now I know when I got to leave. It's a big difference,
well,
you know?
You know, that's great. We just have to be where we are. And you're very aware of what it is. But the big jump, the big leap for you is where you are now and this future plan of maybe I'd like to get married. I'd suggest you start small. I'd suggest you open up the possibility. The possibility exists that there might be a girl who wouldn't bore me. Possibility exists that a girl who wouldn't strangle my freedom.
Yeah.
And just toy with that.
Susan, how do we navigate a relationship with a man who fears commitment?
You got to think twice whether that's an investment you want to make. I give it a time frame. because I, you know, the older you get, and if, especially if you're on a biological clock, you don't have time to fix them, heal them, or hope they're up to speed. The best choice is somebody who's ready, willing, and able right now and has the skills to do the kind of relationship you want to do.
And what do you suggest for guys that do fear commitment? What should they do?
Yeah, Susan, talk to me.
Well, at least be honest with the girls that you think you like. And yes, if it's impeding your forward progress, you know, it's not so cool to say, like, I'm afraid of commitment. It's a better choice to say, I know commitment, I'm not afraid of it, I'm just not interested in it right now.
But that's, we know that men have an ego issue. A lot of them do. So they're not going to come out and say, I'm afraid. A lot of them won't just say, I'm afraid of commitment.
I would say it.
I can use the word hesitant.
Yeah.
I'm reluctant. I'm hesitant.
But you could also say, I've been burned in the past, and I don't want that to happen to me again. What? That shows some vulnerability without saying I'm afraid.
Did you do that, Peter?
I've said that, yeah.
Have you?
Mm-hmm. You know, listen, it's terrifying for all of us. This is not easy for anyone. You stand in front of somebody, you start to like them, we're all in the same place, and you can't guarantee that you won't get hurt. The real trick is not avoiding hurt. The real trick is resiliency. It's like going to the gym. Oh, I'm afraid to lift the weight. I might hurt myself. No, train yourself. Get good at it. Instead of avoiding it, wouldn't it be great if you were facile and comfortable and confident?
And like yourself.
And you
yourself.
Only do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
like yourself.
You're gonna be fine. They don't like you. Okay, on to the next. We must, especially in this time
period,
resilience.
And we must believe in ourselves. We have to take a break. We'll be right back on the Dating and Relationship Show.
You're listening to the Dating and Relationship Show with Laura Bellotta from singleinthecity.ca on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
What a great show here on the Dating and Relationship Show. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We have Joey Tomaselli, a playboy with a heart, in studio. He just doesn't want to settle, and we're learning why with New York-based relationship expert and best-selling author Susan Winter, and show regular comedian Peter Anthony is here. I'm Laura Bellotta of singleinthecity.ca. Susan, what are the signs that he's a player? How can we tell?
He's smooth. The words come out of his mouth, and it's so fluid. He's the guy that walks right up to you in a bar, and he's so confident, and he's so on his game, because that's the part of the game that he has practiced over and over and over again, as opposed to the guy that's got the long, difficult walk across the bar where he's actually nervous because it's a high-stakes event for him. The player has done this 1,000 times with very little true interest other than a sexual win. It's over the top, too hot, too soon, really confident, really at ease with himself, incredibly charismatic and charming. That's tell number one.
Susan, sorry to interrupt. Do you believe in the law of averages? Like, basically, if a guy comes up to you, I tell my friends, go up to 10 girls, you might pick up 3. Like, they pay a MLB batter millions of dollars for batting 300. You know, 30%.
It's a numbers game.
It is a numbers game. If I talk to 2, but I had to talk to 100, or one guy talked to 1, and he went up to 10, I did better.
Any man that comes up to a woman immediately with a sexual overtone has a 99% chance of failure.
That's not going to
work. I want to tell you why. Because we have to push it. We don't know him. There's no context. It's not as though we have observed him socially. He said nothing else to us. So most women are on guard for that. He'll probably get shot down. That's why some of the pickup artist stuff was actually fundamentally, there was a lot of good information. They just twisted it, okay? And to talk to the woman as a human being, to actually look at her and talk to her. Now, remember, if a girl has a lot of game and she's stuck up and she's nasty, you just pass her by because she's got insecurity that's masking, it's confidence.
She needs chocolate.
You don't want that girl anyway.
Yeah.
Susan, in your opinion, is it possible for a man to change his tune for the right woman? Or could it lead to relationship complications?
It can happen. Of course, that's every female's dream. He'll change for me. But men evolve internally, and they have a number of experiences, and it's like it tips the scale, and they may not notice it happening. Some are evolving consciously and trying to better themselves. Others are just having a series of events, and it's going to tip the scale, and they're going to wake up one day and say, oh, wow, I don't want to be that guy anymore. This really hurt me that I lost this girl. I want to do it right now.
True.
So that's how I see men evolve.
You get 3 great loves in your life. I've had 2. The Bronx Tale taught me that. Sonny, He told Calogero. I don't know if you guys seen it. Yeah. I've had two. I got one left.
Chaz Palminteri.
Yeah, it was a great line.
I have to tell you, I think that is such nonsense. Forgive me.
So do I, Susan.
Chaz was lying to us?
We were doing so good, Susan, up to now. Now you just went
past. No, but it's just don't limit yourself. Joey, you could have 100.
Okay, that's fine. I like Susan.
Yeah, you know what,
Susan? We're back on that saddle, Susan.
I'm a firm believer that most people don't meet the right person for them in their lives. And I think a lot of people do settle. They settle with the wrong people.
Oh, I hate that.
And that's why the divorce rate is so high, amongst other things like social media, right? And
And you should live with someone before you get married.
Most people don't know what they want. They are going off of somebody else's script. Joey hasn't succumbed to it, but if mama pressed him harder and he had less of a backbone, he might marry some, you know, little Gina.
I would have been married 10 years ago,
and then he'd be miserable.
Yeah.
Cheating on her with, you know,
I'd be selling used cars, and I'd be really fat.
Susan, we don't have a lot of time, so I want your opinion about social media and what it's doing to marriages.
Well, micro-cheating is prevalent on social media, and that's where you are inappropriately stepping over the boundary and having an account either where you hide your face or where you're having interactions with a coworker or somebody you don't know personally, and you're stepping over the boundaries of somebody in a committed relationship. It is a free-for-all. It's like the Wild Wild West, and everybody has an opinion. Everybody has a curated personality. It can become very tempting and very dangerous to act out in what appears to be, you know, inconsequential, but is enormous in terms of a relationship.
So what advice do you have for couples that are using social media?
Be very cautious of these people that are liking you and following you. And it's kind of a coward's way of flirting and trying to engage you. And they could just be attention seeking for themselves. I mean, there's some really unhealthy people out there.
Big time.
That gravitate toward people and they want to know them and then they want to feel like they've got something with them. And it can get a little crazy.
Susan, sorry to interrupt again. Like, I see, like, there's married people, and it goes both ways. I'm not just picking up on girls, but there's some girls doing the splits like Van Damme, and they got 3 kids, but they're on 2 chairs with a dress on. Like, you can't put those pictures out. And then you have guys, they're doing stuff too that it's like, I couldn't see my mom and dad doing that 20, 30 years ago. It wouldn't happen.
I have a young friend who's been following my work for about 10 years, and he recently divorced his wife because she had secret accounts where she had her body, and she's a married woman. He's like,
that.
I can't, what are you doing? She's like, I just have to be free to express myself. He said, I'll make you very free.
Yeah.
There's
a door. Okay,
But there's got to be a consequence for these things.
100%.
You just don't do that.
I don't like it.
All right, time is up, guys. What a great show. Susan Winter, thank you so much for joining us today. Where can people find you?
Chat me up on Magnify. It's an awesome app. It's free for the iPhones and based out of Toronto. It's from Canada, you guys. It's by-the-minute coaching. Fantastic. Or come to my website, susanwinter.net. Lots of consultation packages there. YouTube, all that stuff.
And Joey, just in case somebody wants to hit you up, how can people find you?
Very simple. On Instagram, Joey T Live. And if they want to see me Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I work at a lounge called Goldie. If they need a mortgage, they call me on my cell phone, 416-553-JOEY.
Oh, for goodness sake.
And that's my phone number. If you're ever in a ditch, call me.
And Peter Anthony?
Well, I'm not on Instagram, but I am on Twitter. @PeterIsFunny is my handle, and PeterIsFunny.com is my website.
And I am launching a new product for men, my exclusive method for approaching and building attraction in women without awkwardness, creepiness, or rejection. For pre-sign-up, go to my Instagram page, Laura_Bellotta, or the Dating and Relationship Show Instagram page. And the link is in the bio. It's called The Total Approach. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Next week, we're talking about the staggering ongoing issue with human trafficking in this country, and we are going to let you know how you can help. Thanks for tuning in. Ciao for now.